Radio Luxembourg nightly between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, which it almost is. The rail strike is off, and police are investigating a London explosion in which at least 7 people died. The Queen has left the hospital after having had a wisdom tooth taken out. That's not all. Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. This is Radio Luxembourg's Nightline News. I'm Benny Brown. The ASLEF Train Drivers Union has called off its strike from midnight this evening. The union has accepted a TUC peace plan that allows for the controversial flexible rosters to be worked at 71 of British Rail's 260 depots. ASLEF General Secretary Ray Buckton was in a bitter mood after his union's executive accepted the proposals. He said the TUC, Finance and General Purposes Committee, had refused to support his union, which then had no option but to call off the dispute. A British Rail spokesman said this afternoon the ASLEF decision was still being studied, but if the terms were right, every effort would be made to run a full service from midnight. Police have launched a major investigation into an explosion and a fire at a Chinese gambling club in Soho that killed at least 7 people. The explosion in the heart of the London district with the largest Chinese population was thought to have been caused by a petrol bomb. 2 policemen were seriously hurt and a fireman slightly injured in a second explosion. Police are anxious to trace a group of Chinese men seen in a car near the scene of the blast. The Queen has left hospital after having a wisdom tooth removed. She was said to be in good health after the surgery at the King Edward VII Hospital for Officers, and it was the first time she had ever been in hospital. An ammunition dump blew up in northern Israel today, setting off a 3-hour series of explosions and injuring a number of people. The ammunition had been seized from Lebanese bases of the Palestine Liberation Organization. Israeli officers had previously said that some captured Palestinian arms were in a dangerous condition. Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin has meanwhile said his country intends to sign a peace treaty with the Lebanese as soon as fighting with the PLO has ended. The new American Secretary of State, George Shultz, has met the Egyptian and Israeli ambassadors in Washington and also held talks with key Middle East experts and one of his predecessors, Dr. Henry Kissinger. They discussed the crisis in Lebanon and in the Gulf. Iraq has reported lengthy battles near its second city, Basra, and has claimed major successes against Iranian forces. Tehran Radio in Iran has further reported more than 100 deaths and 500 injuries when Iraqi planes allegedly bombed a prayer meeting. Labor leader Michael Foote is facing a stern challenge from the left at the party's conference in September. Resolutions tabled for the conference by constituency parties appear to condemn the inquiry into militant tendency, assert the right of local parties to choose their own election candidates, and are against Mr. Foote's stand on a number of other key issues. That's news. Satellite weather tonight, cloudy with widespread showers, but fairly warm. Tomorrow, the far north of Scotland will be rather cloudy with a little rain or drizzle, while all other districts of the UK will be dry with sunny periods. Maximum temperatures on Monday, 24 centigrade. That converts to 75 centigrade. And the outlook for Tuesday and Wednesday shows little change. Compiled in London by Steve Wall, Radio Luxembourg's Nightline News on the hour at 8 o'clock.